This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
We have a mental health crisis here, now.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
What are we doing about it?
Hard work pays off.
One of the tracks of our conversation today on a talk radio town hall.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know.
On our mental health crisis presented by Essentia Health, Irie Insurance, and by Hefty Seats. Our next
emailer, emailer Jenny Scotty said, hi guys, another problem we have is insurance and the cost for someone to receive mental health services. Someone has a $5,000 deductible they have to pay the first $5,000 before insurance covers anything. Mental health should not be tied to your deductible. It should be an affordable copay. I work in mental health. I see this every day where people just can't afford it. So thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the email.
Yeah, a lot of great feedback today on the program. Appreciate the text. Appreciate the calls as well. And we'll continue to mix those in along with our great guests. Our next guest is Dr. Joe Ellison. Dr. Joe Ellison is an Essentia Health mental health counseling provider and joins us on the phone today. Dr. Ellison, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the time. We're dealing with both the root causes and the what do we do about it. And obviously you are working on both fronts. Let's start. This came up last hour a little bit about how this problem was accelerated with the pandemic. Do you believe that it was?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think we were seeing increased trends in this direction, but the pandemic only sort of served to boost that even further.
How so? What were effects of the pandemic?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the biggest one, right, is isolation. So we know that for a lot of our mental health conditions, isolation worsens everything, basically, right? We're social creatures, and being able to have that option for socialization is so important. And then we have all sorts of like changes, right, that came with the pandemic as well. So some people lost family members or lost friendships. Some people, households were kind of turned upside down with changes in work or jobs, loss of jobs, changes to income. So there's just a lot of change that happened, and change is hard.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you think that, so obviously we agree the pandemic had an effect. It increased mental health issues. We're now removed from the pandemic by, you know, a year or two. Do you see those numbers coming back down, or do you continue to live with the effects of the pandemic?
I think we're still living with the effects of it, and I think some people would, you might expect or want it to reduce again immediately. But we have to think that some of a fair number of our folks are still impacted, if not on a, I don't know. So some people have family members who have chronic illnesses and need to be very careful, right? Or like, for example, I got COVID about 2 weeks ago. It was my first time. And then I had to be, kind of isolated and kept away from friends and going out and doing my normal routine, right? And that was disruptive. And I think it takes a while to get back on track for that. And so I think as well, I mean, we're just seeing, this doesn't just go away right away, right? We still have impacts of the pandemic happening. And then also when we, especially for kiddos, when we have a year or two that were really very different, it's going to take quite a while to get back to a kind of a normal or to re-regulate.
Speaking of kiddos, how much of this mental health crisis do you believe is related to kids versus adults?
I mean, we see increases in mental health concerns among both populations, but I would say the amount of increase in kids, students, right, adolescents especially, is particularly concerning. And I think that is a focus for a lot of people.
How about, we've had a lot of comments today from our listeners suggesting that phones, social media are having a significant impact. I mean, just access to the internet, comparing oneself to someone else that's on a particular profile. Do you think that is part of our problem?
It certainly doesn't help, right? Like, I think about social media as something that if we could use it and regulate it kind of appropriately, use it sometimes, right, then that would be, it could be something that you enjoy using or that is helpful in some ways or maybe harmful in some ways, but it doesn't cause as big of an issue. I think in part because of the pandemic, right, if you can't get together with your friends in person as much, right, we're going to sort of lean on this social media use even more, right? So I think that's something, you know, to your point where we're not seeing it come back down post-pandemic is we had a year or two where especially our teenagers really leaned hard into social media use as a way to connect, right, which we would have been supportive of probably at that time, and now we're just not seeing that use reduce in the same way we might like to.
When you talk about using it properly, it seems to me it's almost an addictive behavior. With, you know, like Snapchat or you know, Instagram, some things where it's just, I mean, I watch kids sometimes when I'm out at a restaurant and, you know, they'll look, be staring into the phones whole time, even with somebody across from them, and then put it in their pocket for literally 30 seconds and then bring it back out.
Yeah. There was a really recent publication of a Pew, survey that went out that, 53% of teens reported using at least one of the social media platforms almost constantly, which is just sort of a staggering, you know, I've heard that a lot on media because it is a kind of surprising statistic. But then I think the other part of that survey is that a little over a third of teens also recognize that their level of use is too high. So I do think there is some awareness of that, and I hope we can increase our communication with our friends, with our family, to work on finding ways to work on that, right? Because I think going cold turkey or not allowing it at all, right, probably isn't the right intervention, but we do have to start figuring out what would be the right intervention, right? How could we reduce it and get it back into a healthier range?
Yeah, great stat that 36% recognize their level of use is too much. And the next step is, like you say, doing something about it. What do you, you know, on the social media front, with the patients that you work with, what do you suggest? What kind of tips do you give people to have less of an impact on their mental health?
Yeah, I would say having spaces and times where we're phone free, right? Like being able to have, like your example of dinner or something like that, right? Being able to have a time where we can be without our phones, and parents and adults included in that, right? Because I do think, you know, we're seeing it across the age spectrum as well. And then thinking about, you know, and you're trying to do this probably with your teens when they're learning to drive, right, is like driving is a no phone time, right? We're not using our phones. So, you know, trying to find some different times where everyone can agree, let's be off these phones, like a game night or right before bed, and just making that part of the routine and not a punishment, right? But it should be a time where we can focus on something else and really fully enjoy something else.
A listener says, it wasn't the pandemic, Scott. It was our response to the pandemic that led to the myriad of problems we are now facing, particularly the lockdowns, mandates, isolation, forced masking, distance learning, et cetera. Yeah, I mean, when I say the pandemic, I guess I'm just talking about all of that in a basket. It is what it is. Whatever anybody dealt with, it's still the impacts that we're talking about now. Take a short break. When we come back, more of our conversation with Dr. Joe Ellison from Essentia Health. We're going to talk a little bit about the risk of suicide and what kind of a suicide rate we have right now. What do we do about that? Because that's obviously a product of the mental health crisis. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner will join us at the bottom of the hour and talk a little bit about how law enforcement is interacting with the mental health crisis coming up. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. Let me tell you a little bit about my friends at Gateway Building Systems. They understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. It's the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. They will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. It helps farmers customize their operations, and it is their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock Solid bins. For more information, go online, gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Talk Radio Town Hall on the mental health crisis. Our focus today on What's on Your Mind, special edition of the program. I want to thank our sponsors of the Talk Radio Town Hall, which include today Ascension Health, Irie Insurance, and Proceed. 21 past the hour, we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Joe Ellison, Essential Health Mental Health Counseling Provider, and talking a little bit about some of the root causes. Before we're done, what do we do? What's the answer? What's the best practices that are happening out there? We'll get to that as well. Suicide, how big of a problem is that?
Well, I mean, it obviously it's one of our biggest areas of worry because of the outcome, right? And we do know that suicidal thoughts are the rate of reporting of that is increasing. So more and more adolescents are reporting having suicidal thoughts. So we're definitely wanting to intervene here and make sure we reduce the risk.
I saw this statistic that nearly 20% of high school students report serious thoughts of suicide. The highest rates of suicide are among adults aged 25 to 34, but are rising among younger people. That is, if we're talking about a crisis,
yeah.
A mental health crisis, we got to talk about that, don't we?
Absolutely. It's something we definitely want to be making sure people are aware of, that we're talking about it. I think that's one of the biggest myths, is that by talking about suicide, we increase the risk of people committing suicide, right? The only bit of truth to that is the coverage of it in the media, is that we want to make sure if there are suicides that occur, that we don't over-focus on those or spend a lot of time or detail covering those and respect the people who have died, but not focusing so much on the suicide.
But what is the part we ought to be doing? What do you think is most important? Talking about resources out there for people thinking about suicide or what?
Right. And nationally, we have a number now that is 988. So instead of 911, it's 988 to call if we have concerns about a loved one, if we are ourselves having thoughts about suicide. You can text or call that number. And someone will engage with you, a mental health, someone who's trained in emergency mental health will engage with you and help you figure out what to do in this situation. So it's a very wonderful development that we have. Previously, we had more local support, but even that 988 number will have information that will help you get connected to local resources as well.
Listener sends this note. One of my kids back in the day was on a chat room talking about death and hopelessness. I was able at the time to look back at the computer history and read what he was saying. I was driving him to a friend's house and said, "Hey, I know things are tough now, but pretty soon you'll be out of school and able to make your own decisions, and things can be the way you make them. It'll be better." The negative messages changed and he seemed more hopeful. Our kids need hope and purpose. We can't set them aside. We need to get inside their heads to know what's going on in there and be willing to listen and give them time. My grandchildren are beautiful. Glad I took the time. What do you say about that, Dr. Ellison?
Yes, absolutely. I think hope is a very powerful tool. I think a big message that we need to hear right now is, like, the biggest risk factors for suicide are feeling like we don't belong, and that we're a burden to other people. Those are really risky feelings. And so if we're going through a particular stressor that's made us feel really rejected, right? And that could be all sorts of things. And especially if we think back to adolescence, right? There's just a lot of situations and social ups and downs in that time frame. So that's why we do have this higher risk here. And so, you know, having those, your friends and your family there to help you feel like you belong and you're cared about and loved, that makes a really big difference.
As someone that is a provider and deals with people in crisis and with mental health issues, I mean, do you have a level of comfort that we're doing everything we can? Do you wish we would do more? What can we do more? What works best? Talk a little bit about what do we do about all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, as a community, as a state even, right, the idea of really being just loving people, right, and being there, being supportive and caring for everyone, right? And I think, because again, that burdensomeness or feeling a lack of belonging, if people are feeling ashamed or feeling like an outsider, right, that's a really big risk. So the more we can do to really, you know, open our hearts and open our doors to people who, you know, who might feel like they're on the outside, right? I think those are really great things. And that can be, you know, you're a friend of one of your kids who doesn't seem to have a great family life or something like that, right? Trying to make sure they feel like they can come to your house for dinner sometimes. It can be as simple as that, right? Like it's creating that sense of belonging. And that, like I'm saying, can be at a very local level, but it can also be at a larger community level.
So if you had to point to one thing that is missing in most people struggling with mental health, it's just being loved, feeling loved?
I think it's a really core part of that, right? If you feel like you have someone you can talk to, someone who supports you, someone who cares for you, I think that's a really powerful piece, right?
Well, that's something we all can do for sure. Dr. Jo Ellison, Essential Health Mental Health Counseling Provider, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Jesse Johnner coming up, Sheriff of Cass County as well, on the program. I'll take that as great advice. We're called to love people. Love them more. You see somebody struggling? Love them. More than anything, that's one thing you can do to take on this mental health crisis. So there's a professional saying.
Amen.
At the core of it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Just so key.
And again, that's from a medical professional. That's not from somebody being sappy about the thing. It's just that's what's missing. More love for these folks that are struggling. Think about it. The Mental Health Crisis Talk Radio Town Hall will continue on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
USA News Update. An intensifying storm associated with the strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePape faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePape has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Goof Off Day, so have a little bit of fun. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Mike Lindell has an all-new product that you will absolutely love. You just take the time to order this, and you're going to, trust me, you'll never switch again, and you'll get coffee delivered right to your door all the time. My coffee starts with the beans grown in Honduras. Have that climate perfect for growing conditions to produce the best beans ever. Every single batch tasted like, they used the very highest industry standard to produce it. It's just really, really good. All of the production
is done.
Yeah, right in the USA. They do all the production there.
You can Mike needs to have, like, he does this commercial where the couple wake up and open up the medicine cabinet in the morning.
Yeah.
He's telling them to sleep on my pillow. He needs to have a big cup of my coffee. Good morning! Because I love his commercials. They put a smile on my face.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Let them know that.
Order ground, whole bean, or single-serve coffee pods. Certified organic, non-GMO. It's like you're getting this small batch specialty coffee, and they deliver it every month right to your door. So go to mystore.com, mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. You'll save 50% on your coffee, and it's a My Coffee subscription, so you can't beat a deal like that. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner joins us today on a topic that is a little off the beaten path from what we normally talk to, yet impacting law enforcement, not only the Cass County Sheriff's Office, but all of law enforcement. Fitting way to end our talk radio town hall on the mental health crisis. Sheriff Johnner, thank you for taking the time.
Good morning, Scott. And then I also wanted to let you know that I have a guest with me as well. I have Captain Andy Frobig with us also, and he is my jail administrator. And as you know, providing law enforcement, whether it's public safety out in the streets or the incarceration piece where individuals are brought into our jail facility. And as the sheriff, overseeing that, we're experiencing some mental health issues, things that we need to work through, difficulties in there as well, which I think contribute to a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about here over the next 20 minutes.
Perfect. Captain Andy, thank you for joining us as well. Glad to have you on the program.
Yeah, good morning.
Sheriff, I did a little mini survey not long ago and asked police chiefs, sheriffs, everybody I could find in law enforcement to say, you know, what resource do you need more of? Thinking it was, you know, more officers, more deputies, more personnel. And everybody answered the same way. And it was, we need mental health professionals because that's not us. We don't do this. How much of what you do at the Cass County Sheriff's Office is interacting with someone that has a mental health issue that your officers, sorry, your deputies are called to be the expert on? How often does that happen?
Sure. Well, I think let's answer this and take a kind of a two-prong approach here. So most definitely, like you said, Scott, I mean, we've seen an increase in the mental health calls for service that our deputies are responding to. And much like you said, we're seeing shortfalls in a lot of different areas. You know, for us, or what we've kind of noticed is that we seem to be lacking some longer-term mental health care that can be provided to these individuals. You know, as far as the state hospital is concerned, we've seen some shortness of beds in that capacity, and sometimes our ability is cut short as far as people, you know, having court orders or whatever, people being ordered to obtain treatment out at the state hospital, and us not being able to get them in there because there's lack of beds. And then really what we're seeing is some lack of community services, community treatment facilities in our area. And, you know, with them, much like anyone else, they're seeing, I think from what we're hearing, is just a lack of workers that can fill that type of capacity. But most certainly, you know, as far as our deputies responding to these types of situations, they're challenging situations. They're resource intensive, depending on what the circumstances are. But sometimes the situations can escalate, and it can take additional resources to work through those situations. And they take a lot of time. And I'm certainly not complaining about the time aspect, because most certainly we want to make sure that we can get the person the help that they need. But sometimes we're tying up resources for a lengthy period of time, and that contributes to the amount of, you know, our other calls for service and how we're able to respond those and tend to those calls for service. So it does affect things in all different aspects. And I guess that's just kind of what we're seeing here. Andy, of course, you could talk to the jail side of things, and what they deal with in there is a much more concentrated issue. So I don't, Andy, if you want to let them know what we're experiencing on the jail side of things.
I guess, Scott, you know, to answer your question, one of the things I really think we really could use is there's models in other states where they have either regional or city-based, like, acute stabilization centers. Right now, the limited hospital beds that we have, like at Sanford, for instance, you know, that's not nearly enough there to meet the demand for people that have acute needs. When we, you know, the jail kind of represents the people that end up in jail with severe mental health problems, kind of that cohort of folks that their needs have been under-addressed, and it's continued escalating to the point where they're now committing, you know, in a lot of cases, very serious offenses. And then we serve as that initial stabilization. So we have a very high concentration of people with very significant mental health needs in our facility, and it's been growing every year.
So, once again, just like we talked about with the deputies out in the field, now you don't have just jailers. You've got to have mental health. You're dealing with mental health issues, and you're trying to run a prison, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with certainly with serious mental illness, you know, it's a chronic condition. The condition and the severity is gonna vary over time. You know, it's not something you can just give some meds for a couple of weeks, like with antibiotics, and then it's cured. So it's very intensive, the level of ongoing services that people require just to remain stable. And then, you know, we see a lot of these cases when somebody has a serious mental illness, and they're charged criminally, those cases drag out oftentimes twice as long as a case of somebody that doesn't, because then you have to make referrals to get, you know, state of their court ordered evaluations. And sometimes from the time an order is issued until that evaluation can actually occur, you know, sometimes it can be 3 or 4 months until that actually happens. So those cases tend to drag out instead of being resolved in 3 to 6 months, oftentimes 6 to 12 months.
And so on top of that, then, Scott, you know, given what Ed Andy has said, and then also, the fact that sometimes people with committing lighter criminal activity, when they come into our facility, if they're not able to meet the those care needs that they need in terms of mental health services, and they get released from jail, then oftentimes what happens is we kind of turn into this revolving door where people who get out, they won't complete their treatment. They get back into the community, and then they reoffend because they weren't able to get the full treatment that they needed, to function properly in society or be cured of what they were initially being seen for. So then they end up back in our facility, and it kind of turns into this revolving door. But 2 years ago, there was a little bit of a push to decrease some of the beds at the state hospital level. And I spent some time testifying out at the legislative session to basically say, hey, this can't happen. Actually, we probably need more beds. We can't decrease these at the time. And we were successful then to, keep the beds that we had in place. But then it comes down to, of course, funding, and much like we talked about, finding people that can work in that type of capacity to serve those types of needs.
Is there any kind of conversation at all about something that Andy mentioned, Jesse, where, that you'd have a regional acute stabilization center where you would, maybe not long-term, but it's at least going to, assess the situation and get a handle on it before they're just released? Because I hear, too, a lot about all of law enforcement. Get a call, somebody has a mental health issue that haven't necessarily created, haven't done a crime, haven't committed a crime, but are definitely in need of some kind of help and some kind of treatment. And, you try Sanford, you try Period St. John's, there's no beds, and what are you going to do? Let them out, and there you go again. You're going to, get a call 2 days later for the same thing. Is there anything being discussed at all to solve this from the standpoint of beds?
Yeah, actually, there has been. We, over probably the last year, we've been meeting, and when I say we, law enforcement, local stakeholders, mental health professionals in the area, Sanford. We were meeting on a monthly basis and talking about and trying to figure out, like, through statistical data and what everyone was experiencing, the services that we currently had in place, where we were short with some of those services, much like you're asking. And so the initial portion of those meetings was to determine where are we short. And as we all met, we started pulling some legislators into the mix and started talking with them. And they've been very receptive to trying to understand where those needs are. And so we just currently, keep trying to work together, all of us collaboratively, to try to come up with a solution. But that seems to be the way that we've been somewhat leaning, is just that there needs to be that additional, kind of like you mentioned, facility where we could continue that care. And that's really what seems to be lacking at this point.
Yeah, and Andy, the stabilization center, does that exist anywhere? Or is somebody doing that? Is there best practice out there for somebody else that's tackling this problem that way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not wholly familiar with it, but one example I know of, we're going back now probably 5 or 6 years ago, we had a working group that was just kind of brainstorming, and we went down and it might have even been 7 years ago. Anyway, down to Hennepin County, and they had part of the Hennepin County Medical Center, a place where they were averaging from the time of intake to stabilize somebody. Police could, it was a drop-off center where they could take somebody that they encountered on the street rather than take them to jail, get them stabilized and out the door with medication, sometimes in as little as 18 hours. Whereas, you bring somebody to the jail, first we have to process them in court, then we got to get them assessed, then we got to put them in line for the services that we have available. And you might be talking about a matter of weeks before they actually get connected with somebody, depending on which route we have available to them.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the people that work for you two and the challenge of dealing with this day in and day out. Continually, and how hard that is, because we got to be concerned too about our deputies, our jailers. So Stay tuned for more of that when we continue after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind, Wednesday edition? A talk radio town hall on our mental health crisis in the community, brought to you by Ascension Health, Irie Insurance, and Proceed. Find sponsors. Want some home cooking today? Tired of the same old stuff?
Oh, bring it. What do you got?
PetroServe USA has got a lot of great choices today. Lasagna on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, as well as in Valley City, along with Swedish meatballs in Valley City. They have Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, or Sloppy Joe's. Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish Meatballs also in Glendon. There's Meatloaf in Yulin, and the Southwest Chicken Bowl is really good. 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. We continue with our conversation with the law enforcement perspective on the mental health crisis. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner with us today, and Captain Andy Probig as well. Andy supervises the correctional officers. Andy, what kind of a problem, just from a numbers perspective, do you have in the Cass County Jail with mental health?
Well, every single year it seems to get a little more significant. And I ran some numbers just for the past three full years, 2020 through 2022. You know, we're referring the last 2 years anyways, about 23% of our total inmates that get booked in get referred to actually receive mental health services. In 2022, it was 1,297 people. In 2021, it was 1,223. We have several different options available to us. If the person qualifies for services to the Human Service Center, we'll make those referrals. Last year, there was a total of 526 went there. We have a contracted psychiatrist that comes in. Last year, he was coming in twice a week, and he saw 339 people. This year, I don't have stats compiled yet year-to-date so far, but I expect the numbers to soar because we had to add a third day that psychiatrist is now available to us. So he's three evenings a week seeing patients now. Our in-house assessments of people are actually, we conduct more assessments than we have individuals get booked in. Last year, we had 6,219 people booked, and there were 10,470 mental health assessments completed, which is basically, it means several people are getting assessed at multiple stages throughout their stay. You know, if they're there for 9 months, they're going to ebb and flow with their condition, so they're going to have to be reassessed at various periods, and maybe they stop taking their meds, and we have to get them restarted and things like that.
So what... does that look like from the perspective of your correctional officers? That's a lot of mental health touches there, and obviously you're bringing in the pros, but they're dealing with them, you know, 24/7. Is that hard on them?
Yeah, every single person that gets booked into the jail gets an assessment or an initial screening by the correctional officers at the time of booking, and then those that get flagged get referred to the mental health coordinator, and then the extra of those above and beyond the inmates that get booked in are all the ones where either an inmate submits a request or an officer notices something and makes that referral themselves. But yeah, it's very stressful for them to deal with it. They have to wear a lot of different hats throughout the day. When you think about how difficult it is to deal with somebody just on the street, to get them, you know, de-escalated, contained, and then decide, you know, what's the best place to put somebody. All that goes into deal with that person just for that couple hours on the street, we're now having to deal with that same condition for oftentimes many months in a row on a day-to-day basis.
Same thing goes, you know, as the mental health crisis spikes, obviously there's going to be a higher percentage of individuals with mental health issues that are being arrested. Sheriff Johnner, I mean, you know, when you're hiring, what kind of an impact is that on your current staff and on your future staff?
Yeah, it most definitely has an impact. I mean, there's one thing that we implement with our staff here as far as training to try to help work through these situations. You may have heard of it before, Scott, but it's referred to as CIT or Crisis Intervention Team. And that's a training that is put together. It's 40 hours of training and it involves law enforcement where we team up with mental health professionals. To provide training to officers and first responders to help them work through mental health or crisis situations. And we try to stay up to speed on that as much as we can and get as many of our staff through that as possible because, much like you're asking me, I mean, a lot of people, when they come into this career, or at least in the past, you know, they don't come into the career thinking that they're going to have to, you know, kind of enter into more a piece of counseling or psychiatric thought process when we're dealing with individuals. And And that ends up happening a lot more than what it used to. And certainly our staff doesn't go to school for that. So, you know, putting our individuals through that type of training so they know how to, much like Captain Probig said, de-escalate situations. Because, you know, when people are going through a mental health crisis or experiencing some of these things, and if our staff doesn't understand it, sometimes there could be a misperception on what they're actually doing, you know, and why they're acting the way they are. And if people are acting out and doing different things, then that can cause or take our officers down the path of using force, as opposed to potentially maybe understanding the situation. But so that oftentimes can cause some issues. And then, you know, for our deputies out on the street, they use a thing called the Columbia Severity Rating Scale.
We're gonna have to leave it there because we're up against the clock here and it's a hard break. But I can't thank you enough, Sheriff Johnner. As well as Captain Andy Brobig as well. Great conversation. We'll do this again next week.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers. Men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.